Community-based settings. Until recently, hospitals and medical centers were the largest and most organized of healthcare agencies. Because of rising costs, more procedures and treatments are being performed on an ambulatory basis. Clients come to an ambulatory care facility and usually do not stay overnight. A hallmark of good ambulatory care is thorough family and client education. The role of nurses in an ambulatory center can vary considerably depending on their education and the center's management. Community healthcare agencies offer care to a neighborhood or community. Many care facilities, such as daycare centers and ambulatory care centers, also are community-based. Many have come into existence as a result of federal legislation. Because hospital stays are shorter, care provided in the community has expanded. The following stories illustrate how this shift has influenced nursing practice.
Unit 3. Rising Consumerism. 1. Jenny's Story. Jenny graduated in 1984 with her BSN degree. She speaks warmly of people she met as she pursued her education. The sense of community and support from those in her nursing cohort allowed her to develop friendships that continued to be a strong presence in her life. After working for 3 years on a medical unit, she transferred to pediatrics and worked there for almost 7 years. She learned to care for infants born prematurely who required intensive monitoring of their breathing and heart rate as they grew and gained sufficiently to be discharged. She taught parents how to monitor their newborns for signs of respiratory distress and how to allow time for babies to learn to nipple feed after having had gavage feeds, i.e. feedings of fortified formula administered via a feeding tube placed down the baby's throat. In pediatrics, Jenny also cared for children with terminal illnesses. One client, Josh, arrived full of bravado and with a definite view as to how all things were to be done for him. One day, Josh decided that he wanted to go out on pass to dinner with his family. At the time, some staff members resisted this request. Power struggles erupted over just who would make decisions regarding his daily care. As Josh's primary nurse, Jenny called a conference for staff to discuss the problems with the situation and to identify possible solutions. This approach did much to resolve tension. So it was that Josh exerted power over his own daily existence. He went out on a pass and had a night out with his family. Within a few days after this night out, Josh moved into an isolation room to begin chemotherapy for his transplantation. He died a few weeks later. Jenny had never lost sight of the importance of allowing Josh as a person, not his disease or his prognosis, to be her first and foremost concern. Now, Jenny works in a treatment center assisting with chemotherapy and antibiotic therapy. There, she works with clients referred by many physicians who 10 years ago would have been hospitalized for the therapies they are now receiving in the community. Care in this setting is governed by a system called Pathways, and nurses act as case managers. This shift is an example of how nursing practices change with influences from healthcare economics and the needs of people in the healthcare setting. Exercises. 1. True or false? 1. Jenny met a lot of nice people at her nursing school. 2. Working on a medical unit, she learned to care for infants born prematurely. 3. Premature infants nipple feed and then had gavage feeds. 4. There were some children with terminal illnesses in pediatrics. 5. One day, Josh wanted to go out for dinner with his friends. 6. All the nurses agreed to his request, so Jenny let him go out on a pass. 7. Jenny treated Josh as a person, not his disease or prognosis.
Unit 4. Rising Consumerism 2. Bill's story. Bill chose nursing as a second career. He had spent much time in Africa as a missionary pastoral worker. He oversaw a program that imported food from the United States and was responsible for distributing food to the villages. He worked with individual villages to create committees that reviewed and evaluated needs for food delivery. He also worked with nurses who provided maternal and child care to decrease the infant mortality rate. After his missionary work, Bill sought a career that would continue to best maximize his talents. He built houses for a few years before returning to school. He married and enrolled in an associate degree in nursing, ADN program, graduating in 1992. Bill's first choice had been to work in a hospital, where he believed he could gain wide exposure and learn a great many clinical skills. But the market was tight at graduation, and he took a job at a nearby nursing home. He found that he was exposed to a wide range of clinical scenarios and was surprised that he actually enjoyed seeing the same faces over a long period. He was able to develop relationships with these clients. Bill's interest in their stories and lives helped his clients step outside themselves and create new lives. Bill felt an immense respect and admiration for the people with whom he worked. He never met any client in the nursing home who initially wanted to be there. Because people needed to adjust to the new environment, Bill helped them to cultivate a sense of dignity. He chose to support what people saw as good and sacred, not to change them or to convert them to a different way of being. Now Bill is working in home health hospice. Here he has an opportunity to help people maintain their ability to remain at home and deal holistically with their health and family needs at the end of their lives. Bill finds his current experience similar to his missionary work in Africa, meeting people on their own ground, honoring their lives and their choices, and supporting them in their decisions about health and death. Bill holds a deep reverence for this final stage, and he understands the desire to greet death on one's own terms, without the assistance of high technology involvement. He works to ensure that death and dying do not diminish a person, but rather conclude each person's unique life journey. Exercises. 1. True or false? 1. Bill began his career as a missionary pastoral worker. 2. Bill served in Africa, helping people grow their own food. 3. After the missionary work, he married and enrolled in a nursing program. 4. As a nurse, he took a job at a nursing home. 5. It was difficult for him to develop good relationships with his clients. 6. Now he is working in home health hospice. 7. He helps people die at home without the assistance of high technology.
Technologic advances. Advances in technology have drastically changed healthcare and significantly altered the profile of the hospitalized client. Less invasive diagnostic tools can assist in identifying conditions at an early stage while they are still treatable. People with cancer can receive high doses of chemotherapy that destroy the malignant cells. Damaged immune systems can be replaced with transplantations of bone marrow from other people. premature newborns can be saved with the use of high-tech computerized monitoring systems and critical care interventions. Nurses translate the newest findings of research, science, and technology into care for their clients. Many previously incurable diseases can now be treated. Life can now be maintained mechanically long after biologic systems have stopped functioning. Heart, lung, and liver transplantations, unheard of 3 decades ago, are common. New technology, however, is expensive, and some advances raise formidable questions. For example, should insurance plans cover expensive transplantations? How do we decide when to remove a person from life support equipment? Who decides to whom the organ should be given?